And good morning. We're continuing to Chayotim Klaus HaMachias, and we learned Simon Beis. I just want to clarify a few points in regards to the issue of Bizei Mitzvah. Number one, is the din of Bizei Mitzvah din deraisa, or is this a din Rabbanan that Chazal were concerned about it, or is this drasha? So Chayotim pointed out that it's a drasha, mashal, it's a drasha gemura midaraisa. Number one. Number two, what about a situation where a person wants to convert something which is designated for a mitzvah deraisa for a mitzvah derabbanan? So if this is a mitzvah deraisa, so at the deraisa level, the mitzvah derabbanan is not really a mitzvah. It's like moving it from a mitzvah to a chol purpose, which is not allowed. So the Chassam Sofer discusses this issue, and he says, even if you'd say that there's an issue deraisa of Bizei Mitzvah, but it would not be considered bizarre to use it for a mitzvah purpose. Number two. Number three, there is, again, going back to the Sefer Haredim, sort of sets the tone for the points of the Chayotim in his list of the Tanoim for a mitzvah. So he says that this idea of Bizei Mitzvah, that he has 7 points, but he sees go under the umbrella of Bizei Mitzvah. And number one, that a pitzah should not be done bekalus rosh. You shouldn't do it in a flippant way, not being serious about doing a mitzvah. Number two, a person shouldn't take the kichah yedi davar acher b'derech bizoyin. Number three, a person should not use the mitzvah for his own purposes. Number four, a person should not be mevas on the mitzvah because of kavod gufay. An example we gave of a person feeling uncomfortable getting his hands dirty for a mitzvah, so he wants to wear gloves. And number five, he says a person would take the item of the mitzvah for his own use before the mitzvah process has been completed. And then he says a fascinating idea. A person who eats or drinks before davening, that it says, you threw Kodesh Baruch Hu behind your own personal gaiva. So you put the mitzvah in your mind in a secondary place. It would seem to me that the Haredim is understanding that the Baruch Hu gave us a body to use for mitzvahs, and putting the Baruch Hu's mitzvah with the body of tefillah after your usage for your personal benefit would be in some way Bizei Mitzvah. I think that's what he means. I'm not sure. Well, number 60 is that the person is mevaz in the mitzvah without really believing that this is a full-fledged chiyuv. So he says that it's not a parish of pasuk, it's only a medrash chachamim. And therefore, it's not really a mitzvah. I'll do it anyway, but I don't see it being. So a person is denying some of the validity of the Torah's definition of the mitzvah. So that is considered, besides that borders on apikorsis. If Chazal made a drasha that on a deraisa level, that's considered a mitzvah deraisa to do. But in the same way, it also degrades at the same time, it's also degrading the actual maisa mitzvah. You're not taking it very seriously because you think it's not really a full-fledged chiyuv. So Chazal said that a person who questions the validity of something which is not to be questioned, it's clear that that's really what Chazal are explaining what the Torah meant. It's called Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. He's being Mavaza, the Dvar Hashem. And the last point that he says is the halachas of what to do after you complete the usage of a mitzvah or the uses of something which is kaddish, like tefillah and mezuzah, etc. The halachas of how you have to discard it, the halachas of Seamus, etc., goes into under the umbrella of the concept of Bizei Mitzvah. Chazal gave us parameters how to deal with it in order that we shouldn't be mevaz of the mitzvah by just discarding it after we're finished in a way which is inappropriate. And of course, there are different levels, and we spoke about that before, how to do it appropriately. But so that goes under the umbrella of the concept of Bizei Mitzvah. So that's some of the, so some points parallel with the Chayotim, and some points he's added something new as well to this discussion. Have a good day.